It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
No hooey. We have a lot of fun words to talk about nonsense. Hooey being just the tip of the humbug.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan to talk a little stuff and nonsense with us. And as you know, my husband is a complete word nerd, and we can thank him for sending us down this trail with his question about the word malarkey. It's a fun word, isn't it?
I love this word. And for some people, it probably brings to mind Joe Biden in his debate with Paul Ryan when he said,
"With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey."
And malarkey got a lot of press. I hate to say that the question of where this comes from does not have a clear answer.
Well, that surprises me because I thought it was an Irish word. It should be an Irish word.
And when it first shows up in U.S. English, it shows up in Irish-American usage, but in terms of where it exactly comes from, we're not sure. It shows up in the 1920s, and it shows up in cartoons by Thomas Aloysius Dorgan, who was of Irish descent, and I want to thank Ben Zimmer for his historical work on this. It also showed up in sports writing. There's some question, does it come from the Irish family name? Does it come from somewhere else? We just don't know. But starting in the 1920s, that becomes part of U.S. English. We also then do have a word for nonsense that we know is Irish, which is Blarney.
Yeah, a great one. Absolutely.
Right. And that comes from the Blarney Stone.
But there's more to this. And there's a word that keeps coming up that you found that describes nonsense lots of different ways.
Well, we've got some great ones. We have humbug, which shows up in the mid-18th century, and then we have poppycock. And I had not realized this word to me seemed pretty harmless, but its origins are actually taboo. And it comes from Dutch, and I'm hoping you will say the Dutch word.
Well, I will spell it first.
P-O-P-P-E-K-A-K.
With apologies to my Dutch friends, it's poppycock.
And the reason that she's apologizing is that, as the OED delicately puts it, that means doll's excrement.
Isn't that great? The Dutch are just so descriptive. I love that. Can we go back to humbug for a moment?
Sure. So that comes into English mid-18th century, and it first comes in meaning a hoax or a trick. It seems to have been a kind of humor, and it was disparaged at the time. We have a citation in 1751 where someone's saying, this is very much in vogue, but this word is not English, it doesn't seem to be derived from any other language, and it's really dishonorable. By 1825, it had come to mean nonsense in the interjection humbug, but it is still described as a coarse word, which was surprising to me because it seems quite fun and harmless
and
to me.
And Christmas carol-y, of course.
Right.
Right? So some of the other great words for nonsense, I think of balderdash.
Balderdash shows up at the end of the 16th century in English, and what it first means is a frothy liquid or a mixture of liquids. The OED suggests one possibility is milk and beer, which sounded disgusting to me. By 1674, it shows up meaning nonsense, and that's the meaning I think we know today.
Well, that's made me nice and thirsty on a Sunday morning. Thanks a lot, Anne.
It's been a pleasure to discuss all this flapdoodle.
Oh, bosh.